Morning, church. We're going to have the announcements this morning. So if you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through the e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and our ARC Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups are now running, and they are listed on the church's webpage. In particular, men's group is starting this Tuesday. Our next youth group event will be Saturday, October the 19th. The last Sunday of every month, we want to create more space for prayer times. If you just want to find a place to pray or be prayed for, consider coming. It will start with 30 minutes of worship, and the first one will be tonight from 7 o'clock to 8:30 at the church here. Those who are interested in being greeters on Sunday mornings, there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Our next soup and pie will be October 6th. That's next Sunday already. After the morning service, there is a sign-up sheet of what you can bring at the Welcome Center. If you like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray for you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ernie. Please stand, and we'll just carry on.
You are.
far as we can say, we offer all. We just speak that, and we just trust that you are the one that does the rest. And just thank you for this place, Lord Jesus, and the family that you've assembled. Just thank you for your love, Lord, and the promise of your presence in all things. Amen. You're now free to greet each other, and kids, off to Sunday school you go.
I can kind of hear it. That's good. What?
Good morning. I just want to mention every week there are people that can't make it to church, and so they watch by video. And so to them, I want to say we're praying for you, just like we're praying for everybody in the community, and someday you might be able to be with us. This morning, I'm going to use Titus to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Titus 2:11 to 13, Paul writes, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion, while we look forward with hope to the wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. We express our devotion to God this morning, as people continually experience his grace and look with hope to the day when the glory of Jesus is finally revealed. Come, let us adore him. Confession. Titus 3:1-2. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. It's so easy to be critical of those over us, argumentative with those we live with, or harsh and proud toward others. Let us confess the times this week that this is how we've acted. And then ask God to help us follow the humble, submissive example of Jesus. Thanksgiving. Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, I've been sent to proclaim faith to those God has chosen, and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. This truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. We are people who have been chosen. We have the truth of his words in the Bible that give us confidence of eternal life. Let's be thankful for this wonderful relationship that we can have with God. Supplication, Titus 3:4-6. But when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out his Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. We come this morning because of his kindness, his love, his mercy, and bring a request before him. By his Spirit so generously poured into our lives, we pray with confidence that he listens to us, renews and restores us. We pray for Michael and Tavia and their family, Ben and Marge, Sharek and Jamen and their family, Kelly and Jocelyn, for David, for Matthew and Trina, Cynthia and Jill, for Tammy and Matthew and Vicky, Roman and Lori, for Shannon and Cam, for Lou and Harold, for Gloria and Jerry, Evelyn and Leona, for Corrine and Isaac, and then some of the places around the world. Belarus, Benin, Bolivia, Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon. For Canada and United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that sometimes we don't even know what to do with in life. We come to you, our good and great God, who knows us like no one else. And we give this to you. You're the one that can hold this for us. As a community of Jesus followers growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's reading of God's Word comes to us from the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verses 13 through 21. Isaiah 29:13. Then the Lord said, because this people draw near with their words and honor me with their lip service, but they remove their hearts far from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote. Therefore, behold, I will once again deal marvelously with this people, wondrously marvelous. And the wisdom of their wise men will perish, and the discernment of their discerning men will be concealed. Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord, and whose deeds are done in a dark place. And they say, who sees us? Or who knows us? You turn things around. Shall the potter be considered as equal with the clay, that what is made would say to its maker, he did not make me? Or what is formed say to him who formed it, he has no understanding? Is it not yet just a little while before Lebanon will be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field will be considered as a forest? On that day, the deaf will hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. The afflicted also will increase their gladness in the Lord, and the needy of mankind will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless will come to an end, and the scorner will be finished. Indeed, all who are intent on doing evil will be cut off, who cause a person to be indicted by a word, and ensnare him who adjudicates at the gate, and defraud the one in the right with meaningless arguments.
Your love, I've told myself you're